Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Friday.
Happy end of the year.
Can you believe
it? You guys, today's the last day of 2021.
Today's the last day of our year of daily devotionals.
How does that make you feel, babe?
Super emotional.
Yeah?
Yep.
You want to talk about it?
It's funny. We kind of have a different devotional for you today, where Tori and I just want to, you know, talk about the whole process of choosing to do a daily devotional podcast and then releasing it every single day, like every single day, the commitment where we're up sometimes, we're knocking them out, and then other times we're struggling to get them out. And I just feel incredibly emotional about this last one for season one.
Last one for season one, you guys. Just like Chad said, I think I've said this multiple times throughout the year, but when Chad originally came to me last year and was like, babe, I feel like we're supposed to do a daily devotional podcast, I thought he had like lost his marbles. I was like, what do you mean every, I was like, you mean every single day? Like even on the weekends, every single day? And he was like, yes, babe. And I was like, wow, okay, well, hot dang. If God's calling us to do it, then let's buckle up and do it. And it has been such an incredible ride with you guys. I feel like the podcast has been one of the biggest blessings of 2021, being able to devote ourselves to the Lord with you guys every single day and hearing your feedback and hearing how the Lord has been like speaking to you guys through this little podcast of ours. It's incredible to see the way that God will move through our obedience.
Yeah. I always wondered how like podcasts work, you know, because are these people in a room with all these microphones and like computers with all the knobs and sound things and all that stuff? And I wish you guys could see, I wish you guys could see us right now, actually, because
we're in a hotel room.
Yeah. Holding our microphones in our hand because we didn't travel with our stands. And we, you know, this was such a grassroots thing, and it's something that we want it to remain grassroots, which basically means just like it works by word of mouth and the word of God, you know. And I don't know, I just want to thank you because you made it. You made it to the last one. And for me, I get, I'm incredibly thankful for this past year. It was a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it definitely was. It was hard work, but I think that anything worth doing takes sacrifice. And there is definitely sacrifice to put one of these out every day. Like we're in a hotel room right now, which honestly feels like a pretty solid setup in comparison to some of the times that we've been set up. Like Chad has called me out. I remember one in particular. I'm like on an old rocking chair in my nanny's guest room. And it is like, y'all would just never imagine that what we actually look like behind the microphone sometimes. But I think it's really cool. Even just going through all the different devotional series and, you know, a week of this and going through the Thrive Bible devotionals. And like, I just feel like we, even on some of our bad days, the devotionals are so convicting to us.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's been a really cool thing even for Chad and I to connect with in marriage, to be able to pray together every day and do a devotional together every day. I hope it's blessed you guys as much as it has blessed us.
Yeah. I think that tends to be the common theme with God is that you have this thing that you think God has gifted you with and you want to use it for his kingdom.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, God takes that thing and he shows you to not let that be an idol, and he uses it in your own life to teach you something.
Totally.
And again, we thought that this daily devotional was just going to be all about blessing others. And, you know, cool if it did. But I think what Tori and I got out of it is just so incredible because it was one of the, it was probably the, maybe the third big commitment I've ever made to the Lord. The first was my chastity. And the second was to honor you and to die for you, which I'm talking to my wife. And then the third one is the one where I feel, or maybe my third big commitment to the Lord that I followed through with. You know?
Like,
and for me, I just, I don't really have a whole lot more to say, but I just want to encourage you all to consider stepping outside the box and stepping outside your comfort zone. And I'm not saying just go start a podcast. I'm saying listen to the Lord. And it's what we've been talking about the past few days on the podcast. We're been talking about like, wow, like what is God actually calling me to do? And am I running away from it like Jonah? Or am I hesitating it? You know?
Right.
and or am I fearful of it? Mm-hmm. And because, like Tori said, looking back, this was one of the hardest things for us to keep up with because it was so much work, but it ended up being the biggest blessing of this year.
Right.
And we just really want to encourage you guys to consider that for your own life and your own walk. And
what's that thing that God is wanting you to commit to in 2022?
Yeah. And then how can you create a system or accountability where you stay committed to it?
I think accountability is huge because I think had we not said it's a daily devotional podcast and it was just between you and I like, oh, we should try to get one up every single day, it wouldn't have happened. But because we were accountable to you, our commitment to you and our commitment to God was what, you know, pushed us through and, you know, kept us committed was that accountability.
And it's been a year.
It's been a year. Babe, we did it.
Can you
we
believe made that? It, like actually just reflecting back.
No, it's crazy. I remember that podcast where you were like, we have 100 episodes left. And I was like, well, 100 episodes sounds like a lot. I was like, that doesn't sound like a little bit, babe. That sounds like a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
And now we're here, 100 episodes later, 365 episodes later.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, it's absolutely wild. Sorry if I'm sound quiet. I'm just very sentimental right now. I don't know how to get emotional on a podcast because you can't see me. It's like you can't see I'm emotional. And so it's kind of
very,
like
somber looking like right now.
Pensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very bittersweet to me. Like, I don't know. It feels, you know, it's almost like, you know, you hold on to this thing for so long and it just becomes a part of your daily routine.
Yeah.
And it just feels weird to be here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, okay, Grant, it's a year of devotionals.
Yeah.
But it just has this feeling of just like, wow, like I'm not going to miss it because, you know.
Season two
is coming around the corner.
Tomorrow.
But I definitely feel like I just want to, you know, just thank God. There it is. And thank you all.
My sweet baby.
Just for... Yeah, I don't know. I just want to thank you all for listening. It's like, I mean, yeah, it's been a huge blessing for us, and so thank you very much.
Don't forget to put the mic to your mouth, my sweet
baby. Do you want to pray us on out?
Oh, my sweet darling, it's so sad. So no, it's not sad. It's very happy tears, you guys. But yes, we can go ahead and pray on out if you're ready.
Yeah. I don't think I can make it through a prayer right now, to be honest with you.
All right, let's pray. Lord, we come to you so humbly today, Lord. We thank you for this past year. We thank you that as we devoted ourselves to you, Lord, that you gave us revelations, that you gave us refreshment, that you gave us strength to get through our day-to-day, Lord, as we look to your word. You gave us that armor. You gave us a defense, Lord, to ward off the attacks of the enemy, Lord. You gave us a community that could pray over each other, that could encourage each other. There's more strength in numbers, Lord, and you've equipped us as the body of Christ, Lord. You said, do not forsake the gathering together of believers. And yes, this looks very different than a traditional church, Lord, but we know that a body of believers are listening right now and are praying in agreement with each other. And there's so much power in that, Lord. I pray that our listeners right now would feel that they would feel not alone, that they would feel seen by you, heard by you, loved by you, Lord, that they would recognize that they are your beloved, that you have called them on purpose for a purpose, that as they walk into 2022, that they would look back on 2021, whether it was hard, whether it was the best year ever, Lord, and they would thank you for the lessons that you taught them and hold those tight to walk into 2022 with confidence, knowing that you have special things in store, that they would have this hopeful expectancy for what's to come as they devote their life, as they surrender to you, as they pursue intimacy with you on a daily basis, Lord. We thank you for them so much. We thank you for being a part of this podcast with us. In the powerful and mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. Well, we appreciate you tuning in.
And we will see you next year.
We'll see you next season.
Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys.
Bye-bye.